Time now on the Bedouin pregame show to visit with Tom Ceritori, head coach of the Beavers. Again, congratulations, Tom.
Thanks, Schulte.
Casual fan may have looked at last week's score and saw 10-0 Michigan Tech and looked at last night's score and saw 3-2 and said, what the heck? But that's why college hockey coaches don't have a whole lot of hair, and what hair they have is gray, right?
Yeah, and, you know, we don't put any stock in that stuff. I mean, there's a lot of things that go on, obviously, in a particular game, and, you know, what, why, and how, who knows. But, you know, we played them, obviously, a month and a half ago. We know they're a good hockey team. They went to the Final Five last year. They didn't lose a lot. They've got some high-end players. They're, you know, they're a good team. And for whatever reason, this year, again, they've struggled, you know, finding consistency. But at the end of the day, they've won a lot of games, and they're a good hockey team.
The question last night in the post game about maybe scoring too fast was a little off the cuff, and I didn't put a whole lot of thought into it. But after your answer, I did think a little bit more of it, and it does make perfect sense. The psyche of a athlete, no matter what the sport, you get early success, you're expecting a lot of success, aren't you?
Well, you are. And then obviously, again, it's a situation where, too, Schulte, when you pop that first one that early, boy, you want to get a second one. You know, you want to get a second one, you know, within obviously a five or 6 minutes from that. And but it doesn't work that way. And you know, they play with a lot of desperation. They're fighting back, and then you get a penalty. So then you get a penalty, and you're out of your rhythm. And there's just so many factors that play into it too. And it's just kind of it's an odd time to score a goal that early. You want to, of course, you're not going to decline it, but we've seen it many times where it, you know, life can get tough after that.
After you took that penalty, obviously, tactically things are going to change. But when they decided to clog things up a little bit more, what did you have to do to try to get past them?
Well, we have to, first off, you got to move the puck north as quick as you can. We wanted to stretch. We wanted to get the weak side wing. We wanted to get them out of the zone right there to open up a layer of ice, and hopefully, again, you know what, chip pucks behind their DR, open up a layer. You know, between the forecheckers and the defenseman right there. So just to open up some ice a little bit and free some of our guys. That's what we tried to do. And we felt we did a good job of that in the second period. And especially with the long line change, we felt it worked into our favor.
I can remember 3-4, heck, maybe even 5 instances last night where you guys did try to stretch and hybrid icing worked in your favor. When you're fast, you can do that. Obviously, a couple of years ago, you couldn't. The game has changed a lot with hybrid icing, hasn't it?
Absolutely. It's a hustle play, and it's obviously not only to get the game done quicker. They want to, you know, you want to speed up the game, but you also want to increase offense, and it's a hustle play. That's the only way of putting it, and I love it. I love the hybrid icing. I haven't heard any coach that dislikes it, and I think anytime you have that, a hustle play, it's good. And, you know, from that perspective, too, we're going north with speed, and they're obviously backpedaling. So more times than not, if you've got good speed and a good angle on your slash, you're going to win that hybrid race a lot.
More of Tom Ceritori when we return the Bedouin pregame show on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to the Bedouin pregame show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Brian Schulte with Tom Ceritori of the Beavers. Kyle Bauman scored twice for you last night, Tom. Since the calendar turned to 2015, he's got 13 points, I think, in 14 games. With his speed, with his stick handling down low, he's just flat-out going to make some plays, isn't he?
Well, he makes plays, and he's strong, too, Schulte. He's just a strong player. He's 5'9", about 170 pounds, but he is just strong as an ox. He's got great balance. He's got good agility. He plays with tremendous pace, and he's got good hockey sense, and he's skilled, and it's a good combination. And, you know, those undersized guys who are built like that, he's just got a really good frame, and you know, he's just a good player, and he's really confident right now.
When Miles went out, he's the only natural fit there on that line, isn't he?
Well, yeah. I mean, we just want to try to keep things the same. You know what? And you know, the Fitzgeralds play with so much tempo, and you know, they make a lot of plays, and they play with a lot of tempo. And we just feel Kyle's, you know, he's one of those guys right there. So it is a natural. And I think you noticed a couple of weeks ago when Leo was out, we put him up there. We inserted him in Leo's spot, and they've got very good chemistry.
Mike Bitzer last night gets win number 11. First freshman goalie to get 11 wins for you guys since Matt Climie. That's been a long time ago.
Well, yeah, and, you know, I can't sit there and tell you how many freshman goalies have played regular, too, for us as a freshman, Schulte. I can't remember, obviously. You know what, Matt Climie might have been the last one. quite honestly, too. So, you know, since then, it's been tough, too, it's, you know, for goalies to get an extended number of games. And, you know, Bits has obviously had that since the Northern Michigan game in December. So, and we're playing pretty good hockey. And, he's playing good hockey. And, you know, we've given up 20 goals in the last 15 games. And, you know, hopefully, again, that can continue on. But that obviously, you know, those types of results are going to, you know, what transfer into wins as well.
He didn't seem to have great rebound control last night, but if that's him on an off night, that's still pretty darn good, isn't it?
Yeah, again, they're not an easy team to play, too. I mean, they've got a lot of numbers in front of the cage, and they're big and strong, and they're difficult to neutralize. So, you know, you can say rebound control, but again, when a goaltender knows that there's just a lot of cross traffic, it's not easy. It's not easy to deal with that sometimes.
Any changes tonight?
Nope, we're going to keep things the same.
Best of luck.
Thanks, Schulze.
Tom Cerutori, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups next on the Beaver Radio Network.